Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's good news being celebrated today in Lansing. It centers around the statewide initiative Fostering Success Michigan. Its mission is to help teens and young adults who've been in foster care graduate from college, succeed in building careers, and building independent lives. Staff and students from Fostering Success Michigan are at the Capitol today, thanking lawmakers for their support. You know, if you've grown up in foster care, you are bucking the trend if you get into college. A place that's helping young people do that is Thomas House in West Michigan. It's run by Samaritas. It's an independent living house for teen boys. And its manager, Danette Nordhoff, is with us now. Danette, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. And it's a pleasure to welcome Robert Flippo, who has been living at Thomas House. Robert, hello there.
Hi there.
So good to have you here. And we start by saying congratulations, because I understand you recently graduated from Union High School and you are headed to college in the fall. Where will you go and what will you be studying?
I'll be attending Kuiper College and majoring in youth ministry.
And why did you choose youth ministry for your major?
A lot of youth pastors and youth ministers come through my life, and they made a lot of impact. And my plan was always to work with kids. And so I just thought that youth ministry would fit my need for paying it forward, and then also like being able to work with the youth still.
When did you go into foster care, Robert? How old were you?
It was relatively recent. I came in of August in 2017.
Okay. And certainly all statistics show that you are indeed the exception to the rule. Only 20% of college-qualified foster youth attend college. What do you think were the hurdles that you encountered as you kind of made your way through dealing with foster care, and also, I mean, as you say, not as long as some people have been, but still, you've got challenges you've got to deal with.
Yeah, because you don't have your family with you, so that's also like a huge blow. So you lose like a lot of your support, and which makes it difficult, and also like all like the trauma that you go through in the meantime, like as you enter foster care, can also be defeating. And I think it's just a mental battle most of the time, that you just don't feel like doing anything anymore after going through the whole situation.
Yeah, I can imagine. And Danette Nordhoff, as you think about the young people that you've worked with through Samaritas, can you put Robert's success in getting into college in some perspective for us? How hard is it for a young person in foster care to make that transition into a four-year college?
It's extremely difficult for any youth that are in foster care to transition to college. Like Robert indicated, the lack of support that is out there for foster youth, especially teens, is very difficult. And, you know, we look at this as trying to give them the support to not just reach their educational goal with high school, but also beyond, and setting them up with supports for their life. You know, I've seen a lot of youth that are college material, but they're just afraid to go on to college, and they don't have that extra family backing them to say, you can do it, you can move on. They might have one or two people in their corner, but they don't have a plethora like many other kids have.
And when I think of that transitioning out of foster care and making the leap to independent living, it's a precarious time for these youth who've been in foster care. How do you believe the Thomas House prepares them to live independently and make a successful leap?
So what I've seen is that youth that are typically in residential facilities have a real difficult time transitioning to independent living, transitioning to be able to do many different things on their own. And so the Thomas House bridges that gap. So we try to get the youth that are in residential that don't need to be in residential.
And when we say residential, let's get everybody on the same page. What does that mean?
Residential means youth being in a supervised setting where they typically have one-on-one or one-to-four ratio of somebody monitoring them, and being in a locked facility and or a very supervised setting where everything is monitored for them, and they have little to no freedom to be a typical teenager.
And Robert, I know you spent some time in residential facility. How was that different from what you have at Thomas House?
So like going from not being in foster care, where I was pretty much had all the freedoms that a teenager could ask for, then going into residential and then having all that stripped from me. When I got to the Thomas house, it was actually like moving, and like I was so happy to finally like have that freedom back, because like there's like nothing for you to do in a residential setting. So when you get there and you're like, oh, I can finally be treated as like a normal teenager instead of like a little kid who needs to be monitored all the time, like I'm gonna do something bad when I'm not bad.
That is, I think, for people who aren't familiar with the foster care system, Danette Nordhoff, I think it's kind of, it might shock people to think, why are they being locked down? They didn't do anything wrong. They lost their families. Why so restrictive?
Unfortunately, we have a shortage of foster homes for teenagers in the state of Michigan. And so if we have a youth that's a teenager in foster care, we need a place for them to go. And if we don't have a foster home that's willing to take them, we have to place them in residential facilities so that they can receive the, a place to live, you know, some place to eat, some place to sleep, some place to provide the basic needs for them.
So Thomas House is different. How is it different from the residential facilities? What do you do differently?
So what we do differently is we have the youth come in. We let them, well, they got to pick their rooms when they got to the house. And we set up the house so it was like a family-friendly environment. And we sit down with them and we talk with them about what they want to achieve in the year that they're at the house. They can stay with us for up to a year. And we talk about the things that they want to achieve, and we work with them, myself and our life skills coach and all the other staff that are there, really push them to be better. We provide them just supervision when they need it. We provide a listening ear for when they need it, and just kind of somebody to joke around with, somebody to be in their corner, somebody to help them in whatever they might come across in life.
And those are the kind of tools that young people need to be able to make that move, let's say, to a dormitory on a campus?
Yes. So we provide a lot of life skills for them while they're at the Thomas House. So we look at, you know, teaching them how to properly clean if they don't know how to properly clean, because that's one of the things that they lack in some of the residential facilities, how to navigate social settings, how to handle stressful situations, how to communicate properly, how to balance education, employment, and social settings. It's a very delicate balance with some of the guys, but we're working on it. And Robert particularly is doing very well in being able to balance everything.
I'm wondering, from your perspective, what you think Michigan could do better to help teens in foster care, particularly to open up that pipeline to some kind of post-secondary education. Robert, what are your thoughts? What could Michigan do better?
I just don't think there's enough support for the youth when they are available or when they're ready to move out. There's nothing for them to go. We have like YVAC, which is like foster care that is voluntary after the age 18. But even with that, there's really nothing for them to like hold on to for like support or help or and so it's just universities and colleges are just scary because it's just more schooling, but it's harder. It's like deemed as harder and with no help. And so like with just being able to like provide more like support and like mentorship and getting over like the fear of it is like a lot of the issue going on with the foster youth not going to post-secondary education.
Danette, what do you think? What could Michigan do better?
I honestly believe that we could do better by having more foster homes out there that are willing to take teenagers, but allowing there to be more facilities out there like the Thomas House. We have found it very difficult in our area in West Michigan to find places that we can house youth that we want to put in this independent living program because of local ordinances. And so it makes it extremely difficult to find residencies or neighborhoods that we can open up these houses at and provide the youth the service. Additionally, I think what Robert said as far as mentors, I think Michigan could put a little bit more of a push in the education system for these youth, because it is very difficult for teenagers in foster care to actually graduate from high school and move on to college. And I think, unfortunately, we do not a great job in preparing youth that have been traumatized in preparing them for secondary education.
Robert, final question. What are you most looking forward to as you head off to Kuiper College in the fall?
I'm just excited that this is the new chapter in life. Really excited to move on and experience like real adulthood. That's just always been something I've always been looking forward to ever since I even got into high school. I've always been looking forward just to move on and be my own adult and do my own thing. So that's what I'm most looking forward to.
Well, we wish you luck as you head off to Kuiper College in the fall. And we want to thank you, Robert Filippo, who's been living at Thomas House, run by Samaritas, and its manager, Danette Nordhoff. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.